I would like to invite you to close your eyes, and we're going to be sending compassionate action to our future self. Question: do you deserve to receive compassionate action? Perhaps if you hesitated to answer yes, sending compassionate action to your future self will help you soften your answer and open your heart to be able to receive self-compassion and self-love from yourself. And so I want you to imagine a glowing ball of light within your hands, and you're going to place within this glowing ball the energy of compassion, of self, the energy of love, the energy of benevolence and kindness. And we're going to just gently have that ball come up out of our hands and into the field. It's being placed up into the field so that sometime in the future, from this linear 3D moment now, that beautiful golden ball of compassion, love, and benevolence is going to descend upon us from the field. And it's going to just gently descend in a way where you will feel it entering into your heart. And you'll know when you face a future situation that causes you to have worry or concern, that is the invitation to receive this golden ball of compassion so it can enter into your heart and flood your cellular structure with a sense of peace, tranquility, and calmness that will allow you to send that wave forward into this very situation that is causing you fear, worry, and anxiety. And so with that intent that we've already created for our future self to have self-compassion, there is nothing further to do. There is simply the relaxation that now comes as we recognize we're in a safe place, that we are known by spirit, we are loved by spirit, and we have a message that Kryon wishes to communicate to us now.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. You talk about the future, or perhaps the future self. Let's go back in time. Not a lot, just a little. And talk about that which took place in what we call the precession of the equinoxes, or more accurately, the middle of the precession of equinoxes, 2012, the end of that year. In astronomy, that was the place when this wobble of the Earth was at its center point of its center wobble. And that was targeted as the time of new calendars by the indigenous. It was also the time we told you a shift was coming. Channeling for the last 8 years has been get ready for the shift. We are in the shift. There's more to come. One channeling, especially, and in appropriateness, a teaching of my partner, was all about how you deal with change in the shift. Now, most of you felt that this new energy was coming and it would be very slow. And in this, you would have a chance to see a new normal. And we used the words new normal over and over long before they were on your news. So we were ready for something that you were not. And that would be some kind of thing that you would create as human beings that would cause a shift then to be more radical for you than you expected. COVID was right on time, you might say, for now you are indeed in something that is rewriting your normal. Now, here is the subject of this channel: the light worker reaction to the shift. Light worker's reaction to the shift. How were you doing up until COVID? Were you ready for it? Were you practicing any kind of new energy? Were you changing your lives in any way? Now, things were already starting to change in consciousness. You had a new pope. You had the Me Too movement. You had all manner of things that were starting to rewrite a paradigm of the past. You see that. It was already in progress. And some of you were saying, well, this is the new normal, and we're getting ready for a higher consciousness on this planet. And that higher consciousness would slowly then bring us into what has been described as a high consciousness for humanity. And then you got COVID. Now, where am I going with this? I'm going to ask you, light worker, pointedly, how you're doing with that which is the shift. How are you doing with the new normal? Right now, it continues as I channel this. We are in a month in 2022, where you still have this planet dealing with that which is lockdowns, mandates, demonstrations, unhappiness, and a polarized population of those that disagree and agree what the governments are doing, and it's universal. There has never been anything like this that affected the entire planet. There have been governments that did things and countries who then reacted. There have been demonstrations all along, forever, really. But this is the first time you have seen a world problem. Dear ones, the shift is a world issue. Are you beginning to see how this is right on time? The planet is right now where it has to make decisions. But in the process of making decisions, there is polarity. That polarity is who is right, who is wrong. Especially then, perhaps, about the mandates and the virus and all. And you may say, well, I have my opinion, but they are wrong over there. They're not doing it right, and they're perhaps endangering others or not, and you may go back and forth. Let me ask you, can you look at the ones you don't agree with and say, they are also light workers and I love them dearly? Or not? How are you doing, light worker, with the shift? These things that are being presented right now on this planet are truly the litmus test of a light worker. And rather than being caught up in all that it is or is not, the right or the wrong, or the inconvenience or the not inconvenience, this is the time, dear ones, for you to start taking action that only light workers know how to do. My partner said it earlier, even on this program. Now you know, before this ever took place, now you know that your compassion and your love is an energy that can be targeted to other places. It's energy. Your consciousness, that is how you think, is actually creating a patterned, why don't we call it a patterned missile that has a patterning of love or compassion that can literally be sent someplace. And when it gets there, it explodes in love and in compassion, with hearts coming all out of it, and it falls there and lands gently, perhaps, upon others who need that. What a visualization. What a visualization. That you would be able to target compassion and love. And maybe it's not from one country to another. Maybe it's across the street. Maybe it's across the room. Did you think about that? The next time you feel that perhaps you're getting excited about what you believe, or perhaps angry about the fact that others don't believe what you believe, what are you going to do there? Are you going to simply stew in your own opinion? Or perhaps you'd have the maturity and the wisdom and perhaps even the mastery to include with all that is a love missile. No better way of saying it, where you're targeting a compassion and love and sending it over, perhaps across the room, perhaps across the table, to someone who may not agree with you at all. And it doesn't change their mind or change your mind, but it says, I am kind. That's what I feel, you might say. I might not agree, but I am kind in my countenance of all of this. I know how to be kind to those I disagree with. And I'll tell you what happens when you are. They feel it. How could they not? You just sent them a compassion love missile. They do feel it. And that's the other part of this equation. They're going to send a love missile back. This is the way it works. This is the way it works. Now, we have talked about this even in healing, that when you start a process of the ability to heal someone else, this comes back at you. There is a reciprocal. There's always a yin and yang. Physics operates in pairs. All energy of physics operates in pairs. And so does healing, and so does compassion, and so does love, because it's energy. So the more you send, it all comes back in a certain way. You may not have it verbalized back to you, but I'll tell you that the consciousness of the other knows what you're doing, knows what you're doing, and you're doing it in love. How are you doing so far, dear ones, dear light worker? Because this is the change. This is the new normal. It's here. You might say, well, is it always going to be this way? Of course not. These are the tests. And they're not the tests of a virus. And they're not the tests of your health. These are the tests of your consciousness. Are you going to get through this? And you can look backwards and say, I did it with wisdom as best I could. I did it with whatever I could say is my mastery. I did it with kindness, and I did it with love. Or are you going to look backwards and say, I knew they were wrong? If you look backwards in anger and say, well, I'm glad we got through that, you're going to be in it for a while. Let me tell you. It hasn't reached its climax yet, and it will, and you'll know when it does. Meanwhile, you have a wonderful set of opportunities. Now, for those who are listening and perhaps visualizing and perhaps even seeing this in the future, and this is now old news, you're going to have something too. You'll always have something to test you into whether you're going to use your mastery and your light or you're not. Dear ones, the more light workers are able to do this, the faster the consciousness of this planet will raise to the point where you don't have to practice anymore. It's just automatic. That you will look for kindness in others as the litmus test to see if you want to put them in office, perhaps. Or you want to employ them, perhaps. Or you want to be your partner, perhaps, in anything. You will look for mastery and kindness and maturity. And it won't matter what they believe. There'll always be a diversion from what you think you believe to somebody else. a discrepancy, perhaps, in your perception and their perception. It'll always be that. That's human nature. It's how you treat it is where mastery starts to come in. How you doing? These are the testing times, dear ones. This is where a light worker shows they're a light worker. These are the times for more compassion, kindness, and love than in the last 8 years, in the last 7 years, in the last 6 years. This is the time. How are you doing? I am crying in love with all of you. And so it is.